This is Greg Moraglia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of January 7th, 2018. Iraqi forces have captured a terrorist who has appeared in numerous execution videos where gay and bisexual men, as well as others, fell victim to violent deaths. Local media reported Abu Amir, also known as Whitebeard, was captured last week in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. Pictures on social media showed the terrorist with a man who is reportedly a member of the Iraqi forces, as well as surrounded by an entire group of Iraqi men. Amir appeared in videos where individuals had been beheaded and stoned to death for the crime under Sharia law of homosexual acts. The use of these types of videos by ISIS has increased as an attempt to gain notoriety and rally homicidal radicals to its immoral cause. While U.S.-backed Iraqi forces successfully retook Mosul in July of last year, and most ISIS officials fled, some, like Amir, have remained behind. Amir was reportedly discovered following a tip from local civilians who gave up his hiding spot to Iraqi security forces. And here in the U.S., a federal judge in Illinois has ruled in favor of allowing a Northwest school district to continue granting transgender students the right to use facilities matching their gender identity. Judge Jorge Alonso's 15-page ruling upheld the opinion that anti-discrimination statutes extend to trans and gender nonconforming individuals. A group of more than 50 families sued the school district back in 2016, arguing that allowing trans students to use bathrooms and locker rooms matching their gender identity instead of only the gender assigned to them at birth violated the privacy rights of cisgender students. Those families have ironically claimed that including transgender students in anti-discrimination policy somehow amounts to preventing the cisgender students from having access to non-discriminatory education. The families are looking to appeal, but considering the judge's refusal to issue an injunction, it seems unlikely that they will prevail. And here locally, Listening for a Change invites LGBTQ youth and elders to participate in a project to collect oral histories. If you're a member of the LGBTQ community and under 40 years of age or over 80 years of age, you're invited to participate in a workshop that will teach you how to give an oral history and then participate in one of two video mini studios with panels of either LGBT youth or elders. Thanks to a grant from the LGBTQI Giving Circle, these workshops will be offered at no charge. The workshops are available throughout Sonoma County starting on January 20th, and you can learn more about how to participate at listeningforachange.org. And finally, registration is now underway for the LGBT Studies program at Napa Valley College. This spring, you can study 21st century issues facing the LGBT community on Thursday nights at 6:30 p.m. starting January 18th. You can register now at napavalley.edu. For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. And for all the LGBT news headlines we're following, go to our website at outbeatnews.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moraglia.